Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, we read the Song of Moses. Oh, what a glorious message of grace came forth from the lips of him to whom the law was given on Mount Sinai, as he spoke of Christ. As we read his words, we are reminded of what John said, and of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. It is of this better hope which Moses sang when he said, He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. There has never been any other rock which has been the only source of blessing to the sons of God from the very beginning. He is that stone which was rejected by the builders, but is made the head of the corner. He is both that one who is the rock and has sucked honey and oil out of the rock. He has purchased an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled for those he has loved everlastingly. They have now sucked honey and oil out of this rock, as he has led captivity captive and has given gifts unto men. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness. From all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments, and do them. Have you tasted of the sweetness of the Lord's mercies? Do you give him all glory for the unspeakable gift of his grace? Christ is all.
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.